Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a look at the commodity markets. This is the mid-morning commodity market report for Friday. Hard red winter May wheat trading 771 and a quarter down 10 and three quarters. July 766 and three quarters down 10. Soft May wheat 694 and three quarters down 9. July 697 down 8.5. May corn 479 up a half. July 483 and three quarters up a quarter. December 480 down three quarters. May soybeans 1407 down 26 and three quarters. July 1383 and a half down 26 and a half. November 1174 and a half down 15. May soybean meal 457.20 down 930. July 441.80 down 910. May soybean oil 4088 down 43. July 4108 down 40. April live cattle 144.45 up 2.5. March feeders 173.72 and a half up 10, and April lean hogs 124.90 up 10. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzalo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Happy first day of spring, Dave.
It is the first day of spring, so therefore soybeans declined by 26.
It looks a lot like 2004. I was just looking at the November 2004 daily chart, and we made a high on the 24th of March. We lost about 8.5% and then made a bottom on the March 31st report and rallied into the April 5th time period and made a double top. So continues to look a lot like last year and very, very similar to 2004. And I think the fundamentals are suggesting that as well.
Yeah, the fundamentals. Is this decline, one, profit-taking, two, the idea that China is shopping South Brazilian soybeans into the U.S.?
Yeah, I think the second is probably the majority of what we're dealing with today. I think earlier in the week was mostly profit-taking and consolidating after a nice rally and overbought conditions, so on and so forth. But I think the trade started out this week, especially last Friday. It looked like it made a low in the November bean-December corn ratio, and it looked very likely that the trade was going to try and put premium back into the November beans, take it out of the December corn, probably getting ready for the stocks and the acreage report. But then when a company like JCI out of Shanghai, who is a private company, but it's also very affiliated with the government, obviously because it's in China, talking about canceling or delaying up to 2 million tons of beans, that's 73.5 million bushels, and that's, you know, around 33 loads of beans if you're talking about 60,000 tons per load. So this is a serious situation, and the trade was talking about 5, 10, 15 maybe, but not 30 or 33 loads. And so I think this really catches the market's attention, and I think the traders that were trying to buy beans and sell corn in the new crop have been stopped dead in their tracks because of the old crop situation now. And I guess I continue to see that as a possibility of occurring all the way into next week.
Earlier ideas were that we're going to plant an awful lot of corn and an awful lot of beans, maybe even record beans, if you were to go by some surveys that have come out earlier before the report coming out next week from Monday. But since then, it seems like those reports have been tempered somewhat, and maybe we're coming backwards on the beans?
Without a doubt. And I think this is where the Doan numbers earlier this week, I mean, when you talk about someone like Doan's, they had 1,100 people or firms reply back to their survey. So it's a huge sample compared to somebody like me that does it. And when they came out at under 91 million acres, I think that really captured the market's attention and made people wonder whether this this smaller acreage number was, or this bigger acreage number after the Ag Outlook Forum, was not a given anymore. I can tell you that that number, as far as what Doan put out, is almost exactly the opposite of what I was expecting. Because of the surveys that I got, not only are they rotating into more beans, yes, but they're not moving outside of rotations to rotation to beans. And in fact, the opposite is reported on a lot of surveys. If clients, especially in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Iowa, are going to rotate out. They're actually rotating out of beans into corn with this last rally and trying to go after the most gross revenue. So I'm stuck still up at an upper 92, like 92.6 million for planted on my new numbers, and almost completely opposite of Doan. So it could be a pretty wild report.
My way of asking then, are we setting up for a very volatile trading day week from Monday?
Yeah, I think that's really what the bottom line is. I think what the trade will do is what they've been accustomed to do when uncertainty is at its peak. And I think uncertainty is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's so many working parts and moving parts right now in the market, both in the outside markets and in the grain and livestock markets. I think the trade will go back to spreading next week and play it relatively safe until they get the acreage and stocks reports out of the way.
The other thing about that particular day, a week from Monday, is quarterly grain stock report. And boy, there's 100 million bushels of corn that are still out there where people are going, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And you have that, and you also have the beans, which you could theoretically put the carryover below 100 million bushels in old crop beans because of the demand pace that we've seen. And so you're really at a point now with the corn where you really need to probably shut down the 13-14 export pace. And what we see this morning, we saw Egypt come in and buy something like 340,000 tons of old crop corn. And you sit here and you think to yourself, they could have gotten that from the Baltic. They could have gotten that from the Ukraine and probably done it a lot cheaper when it comes to the freight rates. But either they can't get it from the Ukraine, or the price is too high, or the availability and the confidence level is not there. And so they chose the U.S. And I think this happened earlier in the week when Egypt bought partially U.S. wheat and bought a third of their 175,000 tons from the United States. And I think this sends a real big warning shot across the bow to the cash traders out there that, golly, if this gets any worse and we don't have any embargoes that actually turn the market negative, this could continue to really support the cash corn and cash bean market heading into those stocks reports. So if the stocks report does show any kind of bullish surprise, it could have a lot more meaning now.
And if it's a bearish tone or a bearish surprise, we'll find out if 475 December corn's any good.
Yeah, this is where the technicals really are your best friend. I think you bring up a huge point. Whether you're looking at corn, beans, or wheat, that 675 major support in July wheat, that 470 area, we're right now on the 479 20-day moving average in the D's, but 470s, 472 is that breakout area, that if we'd fall back below that, that would probably make the weekly charts look really ugly. And then you look at the November beans at 1167 low that we just came off of and were able to blast above, was really nice to see. If we'd fall back below that on a weekly close, that'd be a little bit tough on the charts. So I think as a hedger and as a marketer, you really want to put the charts in the forefront of your minds going into these reports.
So what are you suggesting if you are an options kind of guy and you're hedging? Are you suggesting a short-term mini soybean put, those kind of things?
No minis at this point, Dave. I think we'll go ahead and do big contracts. I like doing the vertical puts in the beans to cheapen up the cost of the bought put and get as close to at the money as possible, if not in the money as possible, and give yourself a dollar range to the downside. I think that the options that I'm putting on right now for clients and certainly talking to them on the phone about and recommendations is we're not going to live with these options if the report doesn't feed the bear. In other words, if the acreage and stocks report don't keep the pressure on the market, we won't want to live with these market these puts very long. Why? Because of the weather. We'll come right back to trading weather after the numbers come out.
And we got about 40 seconds or so left. A quick comment about the rally in the dollar over the last several sessions.
This is some of the things that are more medium term and not in the immediate term. This would be something that's on the 3-month horizon, but the Federal Reserve meeting and the current account being the smallest in 14 years really, really is friendly to the dollar. And if you start to see the bond yields go up, Dave, I think you'll see a magnetic attraction to the dollar putting a low in. And so watch that 80.50, 80.55 level. If we break above that on a weekly close, that will probably stimulate a buy signal.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you later.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Current trade in the marketplace. May corn, 476.5, now a quarter, down 2.25. December, 478.25, down 2.5. May soybeans, 1409.5, now 3/4, down 24. November, 1176.75, down 12.75. May soybean meal, $458.50, down $8. May soybean oil, $40.87, down $44. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.